Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello there, dear listener. This is Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, and my name is Marta. Today, I would like to share with you the third and, as I believe right now, the last episode from three of my learnings from the Ecuadorian Amazon rainforest. The first one were the lessons from the rainforest herself. The second one were the lessons from the indigenous people, the Achuar people. And the last one are the personal learnings that arrived inside of me from all the experiences that I have had there. And it's sometimes a little bit difficult to recognize what's the difference from the insight that I got from the rainforest or indigenous people or the one that I'm recording today. It's not black and white, and they are truly intertwined. However, these ones that I am bringing today, they mostly occurred in my interaction with the group that I have gone there with and the amazing leaders that have been taking care and showing the way to the whole group. So I went to the Amazonian rainforest in August 2024. I was invited there by the beautiful Lynn Twist. And I would like to start my sharing by sharing just one or two things I have appreciated most about each of the leaders. And there were six absolutely amazing leaders. And Lynn Twist herself, what I appreciated most about her was her absolute unconditional love and acceptance. Lynn has a huge heart and amazing access to compassion. And she really, really holds all the people, the Mother Earth, in her heart. It's quite significant. So she's quite a petite person, and her energy is very soft and kind, yet really, really powerful. And Lynn would have this space, ability, energy to greet every single one of us individually every morning. She would give a little hug or rub or smile, little moment of connection to everyone in the group, which was quite amazing. She really, really is a person of service, and it is her living a committed life, like truly, truly living, being, breathing her stand. That's definitely what I appreciate most about Lynn. The second leader that we had there was, and they are in no particular order, I'm going to mention Bill Twist, as I also have had some deep insights from Bill and Lynn as a marriage, as a union. So Bill is the head CEO, I believe, of the Pachamama Alliance, and he really knows what he's talking about. He can break down very, very complex challenges happening now on Mother Earth and the complexities of what needs to happen in a very digestible language, and he can convey that message to part of the audience. And that is my observation that I have had of two of them. Lynn was beautifully communicating the context of the Pachamama Alliance and bringing, I would say, more feminine part of the message. And Bill was able to convey the more masculine part of the message. And it was a really beautiful union between the two of them, where they were talking about the same purpose of the same organization, and their messaging was actually about the same thing. However, they were able to reach very different people in each their unique way, which I thought was so beautiful. This is such an amazing union where the feminine and the masculine energies dance together in such an amazing way. And Bill and Lynn Twist, they are both arriving soon at their 80th year of life, one sooner than the other. However, they are amazingly vibrant and full of life and vitality people that you just really, really can learn so much from. And they have been together for, I believe, 58 years. And that's just such a committed union. They are driven by a common purpose expressed in each of their unique ways. And they are so obviously loving and supporting each other. So that definitely was a beautiful thing to watch from my standpoint. The next leader I would like to mention is Sarah Vetter. Sarah Vetter is a beautiful, very resourceful woman. She is the CEO of the Soul of Money Institute, and she was really the brains behind our journey. She's done, facilitated, led so many of those journeys that we really felt well embraced by Sarah. She had all of us in a really good, loving structure, and she could hold us in that sense. We knew what we were doing when we needed to know, one day at a time, and everything was really well phrased, well prepared. So obviously Sarah has an amazing gift in organizing. However, she also really has a very, very good eye for talent and resources. And she has a beautiful heart. When you can experience the beauty of the heart of Sarah, you definitely are up for a treat. And my particular moment with Sarah was one day she has put together in the most beautiful words how to connect with the whole experience of the whole journey that we have had, how to embrace and feel grateful for the whole journey, for everything that worked the way we would like, everything that didn't work the way we would like it to work, and to open ourselves to receiving not necessarily what we want, but what we need. That was definitely something that has landed in me very profoundly. The next leader that I would like to mention is John Perkins. John Perkins is a writer, author of, I believe, at least 11 books. He has written a number of books about shamanism, and his most popular books, The Confessions of the Economic Hitman. That gentleman has a life of, like, I would say, several different lives. He has so many stories to tell, and I have learned a lot from him. I could make an episode about every one of the leaders, so I'm just going to mention a couple of things related to John as well. I really, really admire his access to joy. He has gone through a lot in his life and he was exuding joy. He would call it the feeling of ecstasy, being in ecstasy with life. I sensed the joy. His sense of humor was amazing. And his workshops, he ran a couple of workshops for us, were amazing. Very, very opening us up to our insights. So several insights that I will share with you soon, they have arrived with me during John's workshops. I really appreciate him sharing with us the ceremonies, the workshops, the rituals from Mayan and Quechua people. And from the Mayan ones, the greeting, how is your heart feeling today? Instead of how are you? How does your heart feel today? What an amazing way to greet a human being. He has also shared with us a daily Mayan greeting that he does every single morning, greeting all the elements and directions and just entering into this reciprocity with all nature. And yeah, that would be my main learnings from John Perkins. And what a wonderful and really, really great and fun person, very wise and with great sense of humor. And the next leader that I would like to share with you is Belén Páez. She is the president of Fundación Pachamama and vice president in Pachamama Alliance. And she is the most loving, mindful, open-hearted person that I have met. I really felt her being my Ecuadorian sister. I had that feeling of instant kinship almost from the first moment of getting together. And what I have learned from Belén and what I have admired in her the most out of many, many things is her ability to notice and share love with absolutely every single person on our way. So wherever we would go, whichever community we would be in, whichever place we would arrive at, she would take a moment to greet, see, and exchange love with absolutely every single person, absolutely every single child. And you could, like, she knew so many names of so many people. Like, I don't even know how it is possible to remember absolutely everyone. And she would just tell us all the time that the Amazon rainforest is her home and her absolutely favorite place in the world. Well, I definitely, definitely get that. And she is a powerhouse. She leads and powers so many organizations apart from Pachamama Alliance and Fundación Pachamama and the Sacred Headwaters. She's just like amazing, the amount of conferences she participates in and the change she does in the world. Amazing. But that's every single one of them. So, as I said, I could speak more and more about every single one of the wonderful leaders. And the last person, last but absolutely not least, the leader that I would like to introduce is Daniel Cooperman. He was our main guide on the entire journey, and his energy is very, very special. The way he could care for the entire group, always there, and being able to hear the need of absolutely every single person, every single meal that we would have, he would spend the time translating a lot for us, and translating especially when we were ordering food for every person. And he would always take care of each one of us before he would sit with his food. He would have this endless amount of patience and the most loving smile and laughter and just so much wisdom and knowledge about every single place we have visited. And yeah, his energy, it was just such an honor to be with him, to get to know him. I felt very, very safe wherever we were going with Daniel, and I would absolutely love to express my deepest, deepest gratitude to absolutely every single one of these amazing leaders. It was a privilege, it was a joy, and it was such a profound learning. So I hope that this little testament to every single one of them and to them as a group, because they were also amazing as a group. And of course, they know each other and they have done many journeys together. Yeah, I absolutely admire every single one of them. And I am beyond grateful to every single one of them. And I will come back to Daniel just for a moment. He was the person that has helped to build the Kapawi Eco Lodge where we were staying in the Amazon rainforest. And that's just such an amazing place, working seamlessly with beautiful energy run by Achuar people. Daniel was there from the very beginning, like building it from the ground up. And one time I said to him, wow, you must be really, really proud to see how the Achuar people run it now, fully 100%, and such a beautiful place. And Daniel said, proud? No, actually, no, I don't think so. But it makes me really, really content. And this contentment with what you do, contentment with the projects you build, anything. It must have required a lot of work. There was nothing. There was just the rainforest there. Build the way, the whole structure, the whole organization, the whole culture around that place. Yeah, that must have taken a lot. And to feel this kind of very, very deep contentment, that's something I would love to bring with me to every single work that I am and will be doing in the future. All right, so I have shared quite a lot of gratitude to the wonderful six leaders. And now here come the second part of this episode, the insights I have received and the inner transformation that was served by the insights that have arrived at me while interacting with the leaders and the amazing group that I have been together with in the Amazon rainforest, the founder's journey for the Pachamama Alliance. All right, so the first insight that I would like to share with you is related to fears and worries. So I have had so many fears and worries related to that journey. There were many. There were really, really many fears and worries that my mind was processing and sometimes getting into vicious circles with. I knew from the very beginning that this is the right thing for me to do. I knew I'm going no matter what, and that those fears are there because I am really, really stepping out of the comfort zone, fully feel the fear and do it anyway. However, when you are in this spiritual realm and there is a lot of conversation about law of attraction and manifesting. So when you start getting to know those laws, you start having that fear that by having so many fears and worries, you are going to attract the bad things in your life, right? So I was like, oh my God, mind, come on, give me a break. Like, how much time can you spend worrying and fearing? And it was completely new, right? So I didn't know what to expect in so many different ways and on so many different levels. So my mind just could produce so many different scenarios. And the insight that I have received due to the fact that absolutely none of those fears and worries have manifested themselves, like none of them, I was extremely, extremely grateful for it, of course, like, wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the insight I have received, the fears don't have the manifestation power because they are not the most powerful part of me. There is a much more powerful part of me that takes care of me. And it was the right thing for me to go. And my mind simply is just thoughts. So this is a powerful learning for me because I have been learning so much about that our thoughts create feelings and feelings create action and action create reality. So having so much of my thought power going into worry and fear and not materializing in neither me quitting the journey, nor me not having a good time, nor none of the fears actually manifesting themselves. And just to give you an example, that I'm going to lose my one of the big fears, and quite a lot of the energy went into that, that I'm going to lose my luggage when I arrive in Quito. My jungle bag will not be there. So my wonderful, amazing, very, very well prepared jungle attire is not going to make it. And that was just one example, right? So yeah, and it just didn't happen. My bag just came and I had all my necessary things. I was so well prepared for the jungle. I couldn't be prepared any better for that rainforest experience. So knowing that there is something more powerful in me than the power of my thought that goes into feeling that then can create an action and reaction and manifestation, that was an amazing learning. That was an amazing learning and gave me so much more peace and so much more acceptance. And from this, I would like to go to the second learning that has arrived with me. I had an experience being in the rainforest that the voices in my head, the voices related to the fears and worries and overthinking, overanalyzing, and especially the voices around not deserving to be in such a wonderful place with such wonderful people. There was a lot of that happening in my mind. And at the same time, the loving voice, that part of me that comes from the heart, has become much more clear in that journey. And I came to realize that, yeah, I have to maybe give a little bit of background and context. So in many spiritual teachings, and especially when you go into the whole realm of meditation, it's all about quieting the mind and all about learning how not to live so much from the mind, how not to create from the mind and move much, much more into your heart, into your intuition, into your wisdom. And I have always had a big judgment around myself because my mind is just crazy, you know, it just has so much to overthink, overanalyze, and just the mentioned fears and worries, and just simply the overproduction that happens in my mind. when I had that loving part of myself coming again more into the surface. It was not the first time in my life that has happened in my life before. However, after this very difficult period, which you may know about from the previous episodes, where the mind and has really had a lot of space in my the difficult part of the mind, the negative part of the mind, the fearful, the depressed part of my mind has had so much space in my life. Having the loving, the compassionate, the positive, the hopeful, the grateful part of my being, like resurfacing. And of course, it has been there all along. And of course, I have been receiving that feedback from people around me that they still feel a lot of that part of me in interaction with me. That was simply not my experience. My experience has been painful and quite a lot in the suffering in that recent time. So having internally being able to tap into that loving, that joy of life, my life force coming together, that was just so needed. So much of my life force was recovered in that rainforest. So the insight there was, you see, all that stuff of the mind, all those fears and worries and the voices, for example, the not deserving voice that had quite a lot to say there, being surrounded with so many amazing people. What am I doing here? How did I get so lucky? And how do I deserve being here, right? That this all could be going on and absolutely do not take away from the experience and how wonderful it was to be there. So I was able to, first of all, experience that I can elevate much more the loving, positive, hopeful, powerful, soft, gentle part of my being, which in the presence of it, like the very, very embodied presence of it, even when my mind was quite loud and had a lot to say, it did not take away from my experience. I was still fully, deeply experiencing the beauty, the gratitude, the joy, the profound learnings. And I also very, very much experienced that I have a choice. Which part of myself will I be tuning into? So both realities have been happening at the same time. The harsh, the logical, the way of the mind has been there all along. And the loving, the open, the hopeful, the softly powerful journey of my heart, these two realities were there present all along. And I really actually had an option, a choice, a free will choice to tune in and out of one of them to the other, and at times experiencing both of them in a way that what I perceived as difficult and negative would not have to take me out of the experience. I could embrace it. I could love those parts of me that have not been ready to fully embrace all the good stuff, all the amazing stuff that I have received there. So I can be content, feel good, have access to joy, even when my mind obsesses. And I can choose. I can choose. I can tune in and out of it. And that has actually been coming together in my sense of how my inner transformation has been ongoing, that I really, really had to get my mind and my ego very, very loud to really listen to it, to really, really listen to it and embrace all those parts of me, because I really am ready and I have a desire to walk the path from my heart. And in order to walk that path, I have to take my whole self with me. So of course it made sense that through awakening, I have opened my heart, my energy, and all the dark parts of me, all the difficult parts of me, all the traumas and wounds and programs, they had to come out. They had to become very, very loud for me to fully, fully embrace them, because I need whole of me to fully transform, whole of me to be on board, whole of me to buy into a new way of being, a much more soft and much more loving, a much more gentle, powerful way of being from my heart. So that would be the insight that I have gotten, that I am ready. I'm changing my way of being into a completely new way of being from my heart. And it doesn't mean that my ego is not present. It doesn't mean that I am a perfect human being. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be suffering anymore. It means that my roots have shifted. My main way of operating has shifted. Another insight that has arrived with me in one of the workshops we had that was led by John. We were paired up with one of our friends, and John took us on a journey where we have helped receive a message for our partner in terms of who is their guide. So we were in pairs, and I was receiving and giving the insight to my partner on his guide, and the other way around. So my partner was receiving an insight for me. And again, you know, when you think about guides, it's often like a very specific, it could be an animal, could be a being, could be a person, could be an object. Like, usually my perception has been like, you know, something specific, something, a guide is something external of ourselves. And that's also what I received for my partner. However, my partner received that for me. My guide is my own essence. That what I have been before I took on all the roles in my life. And that was so, so amazing. I mean, it was so meaningful. Like, my book, Who Am I and Why Am I Here? It starts from that part where I am describing all the roles that I am playing. So I have been defining myself by the roles I play. And and my journey from following spiritual teachers and always like asking guides and masters and never having like a specific entity or being in any way presented to me, and having that message constantly, like, you know, you are it, you know all the answers, it is within you. I have been like, I want, you know, something or someone to help me, to give me the answers, to guide me on the way. And I just received that. It's within you. It's your own essence. That was so mind-blowing. And one does not exclude the other. It's still true for everyone else. We know all the answers. We are the only ones that know all the answers for ourselves. But to receive an insight that it's my own essence that is my best guide, that was so meaningful to me, deeply, deeply, profoundly meaningful to me. And the next learning that I would like to share with you, that has become very apparent for me in the rainforest, and the joy in life comes for me from adventure, and it is on the other side of that fear. I really, really have realized that for me to thrive, I really need that kind of adventure in life. I need a life that can become a story to be told. I need to live and lead a life where there are people, events, places that are worth to tell stories about. And it's a huge calling for me to transform my life, because it has been pretty stable in one country and in one company. I have uprooted that a few years ago and embarked on that journey, which I wrote a book about. So again, coming to the place where I will live my life in a way that it becomes a story worthwhile telling, that I feel like it's a story worthwhile telling. That's definitely a huge insight for me, and oh, such a big calling to get myself uprooted again in my life and change the way I live my life. So that's a big one, and yet so much to be done about it, because yeah, I received and gave so much in that journey, and the level of thriving and the revival of my life force that happened was amazing. It was a 2 weeks journey, right? And remembering that when I did that for myself back in 2018-19, and that it was the best time of my adult life, that's definitely a really big insight. And the last insight that I would like to share with you today is that the most important thing for me is to be present and participate fully in my life, engage with my life, whatever it is that I am doing, whichever of the roles that I am playing, be fully engaged in it through being absolutely present as possible, as engaged as possible in what I'm doing. It really brings such an extremely much better a quality of life. And I could keep on going and going and going with the lessons and insights. However, I have decided to put a dot here. I do not want this episode to be too long either. So if you have been with me through that whole journey, and if you have received any insight, if any of it resonated with you, if any of it landed with you, which I hope it has, I hope that parts of my story have awakened something in you. And if you feel like sharing it, please write an email to womenscircleinstitute@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you feel called to learn more about Pachamama Alliance, you can find out so much more at pachamama.org. All the links will be there. If you would like to find out more about any of the amazing leaders, there will be information about them in the show notes as well. And if you are being called to take a journey to the Amazon rainforest, then I wholeheartedly support you in that. And again, Pachamama Alliance, a wonderful organization to take your journey with. Again, pachamama.org. Thank you so much for listening, and have a beautiful, present, loving rest of the day. Thank you. Bye.